Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May the 4th, 2025. So I get this email from a gentleman named Hal, and he does not want to tell me where he lives. He says he's well known and whatever, and he just didn't feel like he wanted people to know. I don't. Hal, not that many people listen to this, so really don't worry about it. It's not going to be a state secret or anything, you know. Anyway, he goes into his idea of fate and destiny, and it scares him. He's afraid of his fate and his destiny, and he asks, what is my fate? What is my destiny? What is all this? Am I pre-recorded, he said here, to live the life that I was supposed to live, meant to live, or to live? ? It's an interesting question, and I thought it was pretty brave of him to ask that kind of question, because most people don't. So Hal, the word fate, if you look it up in the dictionary, it's about the development of events that are beyond a person's control, regarded by as determined as supernatural power. The course of someone's life or the outcome of a particular situation for someone or something seen as beyond their control. And then you have the word destiny. It's where you wind up. It's the outcome of your fate, and that's how it's defined. So you have all these crazy definitions and thoughts about it, and who is to say, you know, there is a fate or there is a destiny? I mean, really, who puts the assumption and the presumption on all of this? This is something that is very popular, and a lot of people like to play around with it. But let me explain a little bit about fate and destiny. There are certain elements of our life that depict exactly where we're going to be going, what we're doing, and how things are going to work for us. In other words, it's the only thing that can happen to me. I can be in all sorts of situations and conditions that I have placed myself in, not regarding the ego, the vanity, the pride of, let's say, the Gregory Edward Penn mentality. And that puts him in a place where he is confined to the rules and regulations of his own mind, his own body, his own precepts and concepts, his own beliefs. He can make this up as much as he wants. And a lot of people want to believe that they can change their fate and arrive at a destiny that is better than the one they're currently living. And that may be very true, but that should not be the purpose and the point of my lifetime. And for me to say something like that sounds counter to everybody's hopes and wishes, and hence people will say, you know, various things, come to conclusion about it, like, well, he doesn't believe in the possibility of things that are not in his fate, that are events that are beyond a person's control, things like that. What makes my life, let's just take it from a small place, what makes my life difficult that is beyond the control of myself? And really, if you look at it, would I want, knowing Gregory Edward Penn, would I want my life in the control of his hands that would manipulate or bring about something, shall we say, better than what he has, blah, 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 all this stuff. It's just crazy. And you can spin and toil in the turmoil of all this for the rest of your life and still never really understand. Wherever you are in this lifetime, you and I made this wherever we are. And we may not have done it consciously. It may not turn out the way we thought it would turn out. It may be a lot of different things. But for sure, for one thing, for sure, It is exactly by our own hand, our own creation. We are the image and likeness of our own life. When I look back at my life and all the years of my work, all the years of my living, every breath I took, part of it would be looked at as though it were fate. It were something that was beyond my control. And those would be the good things that I thought were good and the bad things I thought was bad. And all of those things were just ridiculous because they were neither good nor bad. And if you want to really understand your destiny, you have to understand the fate of your destiny, which is how you live moment to moment inside of your being. Do you live from the premise of hope, desire, ambition, pride? Or are you willing to put those things aside and see the bigger picture? Instead of living by the small amount of, say, hope or belief that my biology can produce, the traits of my mother and father. And I always say this to my students, do you want to die the way your parents lived? Now that describes fate and destiny. Do you want to die the way your parents lived? Now some people would say, well, I don't want to, but I have to because I have a human body and I have all of the DNA and the genetic traits that would cause me to live the way I do, think the way I think, and suffer the way I need to suffer. So we have all of that involved too. So we have this kind of pessimistic point of view. Then we have the optimistic point of view of, well, we can change all of this, yada-da, yada-da, and God will help me and all of that other great stuff that people like to believe. But the truth of the matter is, what you are is where you arrive. What you have made of yourself, what you believe, what you think is up and down, in and out, right and wrong, that has made your fate and that has become your destiny. And that's up to you as an individual. Once you understand that you are incarcerated in a human body, and I mean literally incarcerated, and that the human body with all of its impulses and desires, with all of its assumptions and presumptions, formulate emotionality, impressions upon yourself that make for living a life that is purely governed by the activities of your human body and all of the stuff that it purports to you. Once you really understand that, then you will want to transcend. Then you will want to go beyond the human body. You will want to maybe realize that what I want is not really good for me in and of this world and just keeps the ball rolling, or what we would call karma, rolling in our life. And we will miss the meaning and the significance of each and every moment. And it is only in those moments, that significance of each and every moment, that we find the significance of everything that is before us. So, with all this being said, let me give you one little thing, and maybe this will spur you on a little bit, Hal. No matter what is happening in your life, no matter what is going on in your living, this is the only thing that could happen to you based on the person you've become. When you are no longer interested in the person you have become, when you are not looking to better it or to worsen it, when you are just looking to understand it and realize that much of your life is based in human impulse and desire, based in pride and vanity, once you truly understand that, that is when the change really begins. And if you want to understand that and you find it important to, so to speak, change your fate by changing the way you live from within yourself, that is when things really become interesting. So it's up to you what you want to do, what you don't want to do, what you think is important, what you don't think is important. All of this makes you live at a place where you have already arrived. Oh, I could go on that, probably to nauseam, so I'll let it go right there. If you need more explanation, let me know, Hal. I'll give it another shot for you. Maybe I try it from another direction. I want to thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.